You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to misuse God's name? Find out in week 3 of 10.
Good afternoon, everyone. The Ten Commandments, we have to remember that when the Ten Commandments was given, it was not given when they were still slaves in Egypt. When God gave them the Ten Commandments, Moses did not go to the Israelites in Egypt and told them, if you will do all these things, God will set you free. No, it was God who set them free first, and then He gave them the Ten Commandments. You got that? So, pag tinignan po natin yan, God's love and grace came first. God saved them freely and unconditionally from their bondage as an act of grace. That's what God did. Okay, when you look at that, kasi marami, meron pong mga ideas na yung Old Testament, walang grace ni God. Di ba? Puro law. But when you look at the story of Exodus, you'll know that that is the grace of God. Because God gave them the rules on how to live right after He set them free. Okay, so that's why we have the Ten Commandments. Commandment number one, who we worship. There should be, there's only one God. And then we said, week two, we talked about how we worship. So we should not make any graven image or carved images or idols. But although we talked about last week that idols are not just merely the statue, but it can be anything in our lives that we worship. It can be your relationship. It can be your business. It can be your family. It can be your home. It can be your cell phone. If you find meaning in your life in your cell phone, pag wala yung cell phone mo, wala nang meaning yung buhay mo. No, it can be what you do. It can be a relationship. Anything good can be an idol if you make that an ultimate thing. So that's what we talked about last week. So today, we go to the commandment number 3. Excuse me. Do not use God's name in vain, or do not misuse God's name. So let us all stand as we read God's word today. Let me call Matt, by the way, to read for us chapter 20, verses 7 to 1 through 7.
Verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath, under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers and the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
Thank you, man. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We pray that that your Holy Spirit will illumine your word to us today. Lord, help us to see the seriousness of your word and of your name in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now take your seats. Names are important, right? How many of you here ever experienced your name being mispronounced? Misspelled? Okay. Kaya imagine gumraduate ka, no? Tuwang-tuwa ka, gumraduate ka, meron ka ng certificate. Tapos iba yung spelling ng pangalan. When you think about that, imagine name pa lang natin yun. When we, when people misspelled our name, or people actually, call us names. Diba, we don't like that. Diba, pagka sinabi, hey, tabasing-ching, kumusta ka na? O pagka tinawag kang, panda, halika. Diba, you don't like that. O panot. Diba? Nung bata ako, ang tawag sa akin, Japok. Because I look like a Japanese daw. Parang natira daw ako sa gera, no? I didn't appreciate that. Okay, when people will call me Japok, naiinis ako. Di ba, nakakaasar kaya? Di ba, pero when you think about that, pangalan pa lang po natin yun. What about when it comes to the name of God? Di ba, yung name ni God, madalas, na-misuse. And sometimes we're not even aware that we are misusing God's name, okay? And so that's what happened. Now, when we think about that, it's important for us to understand that God's name is so important, okay? And kaya nga nagkaroon ng third commandment. When you think about it, why is God so picky with His name? Why is he making such a big deal about His name? You know, when, look at this. There are things that we can learn, okay? What are some of the ways that we misuse God's name? I mean, the most common one when we, you know, that we misuse God's name is verbally. Diba? Sometimes, when we get excited, diba? Pagkain bigla kami nakitang magandang lalaki, OMG! Diba? O pagkain biglang kinantay yung paborito mong song, diba? Nakasaya kayo sa jeep, diba? O kaya sa FX, biglang kinantay yung, you know, love your, you know, love, ano yan? Love yourself, diba? Tapos yung driver, kamukha ni Justin Bieber, diba? Di ba, parang, hello? Di ba, and then we use God's name in vain, you know, verbally, without even thinking. Di ba, or yung that thing, that OMG, okay, bagay, nagda-drive ka, di ba, nagda-drive ka, tapos bigla kang kinat. Sabi mo, God bless you. Makita mo na sana si Lord mamaya. Di ba? And we do that, and we think it's funny, you know, sometimes it's funny, we actually think it's funny, but that's really misusing God's name. Really, we are not taking God's name seriously. And sometimes, pagayang may nangyayari sa'yo, o may inuutos ka sa helper mo, di ba? Sabi mo, Diyos ko po, day. Kanusa pa naman ka makatunani, day. Uy! Di ba? And sometimes, you just use God's name in vain. O minsan, may nahulog ka. O minsan, naapakan ka. Di ba? Di ba? Minsan, may bigla ka naapakan. Sus, Mario, sa'yo. Diba? Kinamit mo yung buong pamilya. Di ba? And without thinking that you are actually misusing God's name. You're actually abusing God's name. You're actually using and taking the name of God in vain. And to tell you, historically, okay, yung pong mga Jewish people, the Jewish people don't even pronounce the name of God. The way they actually spelled Yahweh during their time, and even today, it's wala pong vowel. It's just H-double-H-Y. Baliktad, di marunong mag-spell. Ganyan pong nangyayari pag minamalat po kayo. Nawawala yung spelling. Okay. So, Y-H-W-H. Ganyan po ang spell ng Yahweh sa kanila. Because to them, to even spell and pronounce the name of God can tantamount to misusing God's name. That's how holy and that's how they treat God's name. Now, here's another thing. When they are copying something, and they will get to the point that they have to write the name of God, you know what they would do? You know what the scribe would do? He would stop. He will take a bath. Literally take a bath. Go back. Get a special pen. Write the name of God. Now, they can't write God's name. So what they normally write is Adonai. Hindi na sinusulat yung Yahweh. Because Adonai means Lord, Savior, a Lord, Ruler. But never they would write Yahweh. So, or they would write God with a capital G, dash, and letter D. They will never write it completely. Why? Because they're thinking if we even write the name of God completely, we are taking it in vain. That's how serious they are when it comes to God's name. Kaya nga, pagka yung Jewish people, kinausap mo ngayon, tapos kinakausap niyo yung mga Christians, nagugulat sila, bakit tayo flippantly, ginagamit mo na, praise the Lord! Di ba? Parang, meron lang nangyayari sa'yo, you just flippantly, and without thinking, we are misusing God's name. Pero minsan po, hindi akala natin, okay tayo, akala natin, spiritual yun na ginagawa mo yun, pero hindi po eh. You know, when we look at the text, the Bible says, okay, do not use God's name in vain because He will judge you. If you do that, not only do we do it verbally, sometimes even in our lifestyle. Our lifestyle, the way we live. Kasi when you look at that text, do not take the Lord's name in vain. Actually, that word take actually carries the idea of not just saying it, but it's actually carrying it. It's actually carrying or representing the name of God. okay, the Jewish people actually got that right, but that is just to the extreme of not even saying God's name. That is why when Jesus came on earth, when he started speaking to God as his Father, the Pharisees went nuts. The Sadducees were so angry. And the scribes were so upset. Because who is this guy even calling God as his Father? Masyadong malayo yun sa kanila. They couldn't comprehend that. Because to them, hindi mo nga pwedeng banggitin yung pangalan ni God, tapos tatawagin mong tatay. Di ba? So normally, so sometimes lifestyle, in our lifestyle, minsan po akala natin, because nilagyan po natin yung ating business name, ang meron kang bagong business na kalagay, Alfred's Vulcanizing in Jesus' name. Naku, ibe-bless ni Lord ito. No, talagang wala na lahat ng taong napaflata ng gulong dito na pupunta. Tapos hindi ka marunong mag-vulcanize. Wala kang people skill. Di ba? Tapos nandadaya ka pa. Isa lang butas, ginawa mo 10. Di ba? Hindi, basta may Jesus name. Or putting yung sticker na Jesus, okay, yung Jesus, yung fish sa sasakyan, no? Minsan ginagawa nating magic, no? Na pagka sinabi mo in Jesus name, okay na to. O pagka nilagyan mo ng sasakyan mo ng fish, no? Hindi ka na mababangga. Pero kung mag-drive ka, daig mo pa yung mga patok. Di ba? That's actually carrying the name of God. That is using God's name in vain, or sometimes we even abuse the name of God by saying to people, God told me. Ito po, totoong nangyari po ito ha, sa buhay ko po, nung single pa po ako. Binatata po ako nito, nasa mission work po ako noon, the nationality of the woman will be remained a name, alright, for the protection of the woman. Alright? Bigla pong lumapit sa akin, one afternoon, sabi sa akin, Alfred, you are disobeying God. Sabi ko, weh. Korean eh, no? Korean, no? I'm not saying Korean, no? Basta, ganun, no? Sabi sa akin, because I saw you in my dream. In my dream, God told me you are going to marry me. Feeler. But totoo po yun. Nangyari, sinabihan ako. Tapos kaya talaga nilayuan ko siya. Alam mo yung iba nga po, ibang using God's name, you know, abusing God, using the name of God. No? Minsan po, ibang mga lalaki, nandiligaw, di ba? Nandiligaw, tapos sabihin pa sa'yo, alam mo talaga, totoo to. Talagang hindi lang to feeling. Tapos bibigyan ka pa ng verse. John 15, verse 12. Verse 16 pala. Ang sabi dun, He did not choose me, but I chose you. Grabe, no? Kaya pagka babae, may nagsabi sa'yo yung ganun, bigyan mo rin ng scripture. Matthew 16:23. Get ye behind me, Satan. Ganun, ha? Di ba? Sometimes we abuse the name of God. And sometimes we misuse it. Or sometimes we don't use it. Okay? Kasi sabi ng verse, you shall not take the name of the Lord, your God, in vain. So again, the word take carries that idea na medyo superficial yung paggamit mo ng name ni God. Medyo flippant lang. Medyo may nangyari lang sa'yo na naubo ka lang. Sinasabi mo na yung name ni God. O meron ka lang nakitang crush mo. Bigla mo lang sinasabi yung pangalan ni Jesus. Or, you know, or hinahabol ka ng aso. Di ba? You know, the idea is to carry it or to lift up or to raise up. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless. The Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. So, when we misrepresent God in our words and deeds, we take the name of the Lord our God in vain. So that's the first thing. So we need to understand. It's not just the way you say it. It's not just that you do not write the name of God. Okay? But it's even the way you live. Kasi baka mamaya, sinasabi mo Christian ka, sa office nyo, ang lakas mong magsalita, Christian ako, I go to Victory Metro East at the 3 o'clock service. No? Pero ang lakas mong mangupit, ang lakas mong mangutang, tapos nangangako ka pa, in Jesus' name, babayaran kita. Di ba? Or sa school, ang lakas mo magsalita na Christian ka, umaating ka dito sa Victory Metris, nag-aating ka ng youth service noon on Friday 5 and 7. Pero pagka may exam, ang haba ng leeg mo. Nasasabihin mo pa, Lord, thank you sa answer. Eh, kinopya mo nga lang eh, di ba? Hini-spiritualize mo pa. Or minsan nagpe-pray ka, Lord, bless mo yung relationship namin. So finally, nakita ko na po siya. Eh, yun pala, yung gusto mong ka-relationship, may asawa. You know, you spiritualize things, sinasabi mo, and that's, you know, abusing God's name. That is misusing and misrepresenting His name. So what's in the name? Ang tanong natin, what's in the name? Number one, relationship. Diba, you know, name defines and describes relationship. Diba? Kagaya ko, may asawa ako. Ang tawag sa akin ng asawa ko, pag naglalambing siya sa akin, dong. Dong. No? Hindi po ibig sabihin yung boy, ha? Dong, aligrito dong. Hindi po ganun. Endearment po yung dong sa amin. Kasi Bisaya po yung asawa ko. Okay? So, dong. Pero pag may ibang taong tumawag sa akin ng dong, lalong-lalo na't babae yung tumawag sa akin dong, maghahalo ang balat sa tendalupan. Di ba? Because wala akong relationship sa'yo, bakit mo ko tatawagin dong? And then my wife would come to you and say, please, don't you ever call my dong dong. Kasi wala kang relationship sa asawa ko, excuse me. Di ba? Ngayon, yung mga anak ko, di ba, yung mga anak ko, pagka yung Fuentes Baltasar, yung apelido mo, okay, may relationship ka sa akin. Ngayon, yung mga anak ko, ang tawag sa tatay ko, Tatay Abring. Ang tawag nila sa nanay ko, Nanay Pering. Never will they call my nanay, Pering, halika. Di ba? Walang relationship. Pero pagka hindi mo kilala yung guard, anong tawag kong sa mamang guard? Pagka hindi mo kilala, mamang guard, hello. Pero pag kilala mo si Oliver, yung guard natin, you call him by his name. Kasi meron kang relationship. Di ba? And in the same manner, pagka kumakain ka doon sa daan, kumakain ka ng fishball, hindi mo kilala yung mamang fishball, ang tawag, mamang fishball, pwedeng patusok-tusok. Di ba? Walang relationship. Pero pagka may relationship, kilala mo, tatawagin mo by name. And in the same manner, that's what God says to His people. When He delivered them from Egypt, He said, I am the Lord your God. You are no longer your own. I call you by name. So that's what God is saying. Now, I call you by name and you now represent me and now you have to call me by my name. And you should never take my name and use it in vain. That's what God is saying to the people of Israel. That's why God gets so mad when they worship other gods. That's why God gets so mad when they start to call out to other gods, because they're using God's name in vain. They are misrepresenting Him. That is why when Moses, in chapter 32 of Exodus, sabi niya dun sa kay God, si God, ang sabi ni God, you know, this is very real, no? Very real even in our time. Di ba pagka yung galit yung asawa mo sa'yo, anong tawag sa'yo? Di ba kinukompleto na yung pangalan mo? Pa Alfredo, di Ana Baltasar, halika rito! Nawawala na yung dong. Pero pagka yung mag-asawa naman, tapos yung magnana, yung mag-asawa, sinusumbong yung isang anak na medyo pasaway, di ba? Ano nangyayari? Alam mo, yung anak mo na yon, yung sira ulo, diba? Wala nang pangalan. Di ba, nadi-disown ka. Kasi yung relationship, and in the same manner, that's what happened in chapter 33 of Exodus. When you read it, God would tell Moses, Moses, your people are so stubborn. Your people are so obstinate. They're so hard-headed. And then Moses would say, God, sorry. God, they are your people. And then he would pray for them. Because why? Because God told them that they are His people. So not only does, you know, imply relationship, it also implies rights. Kapag binanggit mo yung pangalan, merong rights. Di ba? Halimbawa, pumunta ka ng Fitness First ngayon, gusto mong mag-exercise, gusto mong gamitin yung facility, pag pumasok ka doon, wala yung pangalan mo, papapasukin ka ba? Hindi, unless magbabayad ka. Di ba? O pupunta ka sa Mike's, pupunta ka sa Elorde, the same thing. You can only enjoy the right or your right to the ng entrance at ng facility if your name is there. Ganun din ang pagboto natin, di ba? Nung bumoto tayo ng May 9, di ba? Tuwan-tuwa tayo. Bumoto tayo ng May 9. And then, ang unang ginawa natin, bumunta tayo sa presinto, o sa school. And then, hanapin mo yung pangalan mo. Pag nakita mo yung pangalan mo, you have the right to vote. And hopefully, isa lang yung pangalan mo. hindi marami, no? And that gives you the right to vote. In the same manner, yung pong mga anak ko, because they carry my name, they have the right to stay in my house and eat the food in the fridge and eat anything that they want. Why? Because they carry my name. Because that goes with the right. Okay? Kasi ganun po yung rights. In the same manner, si God, when He called them His own, okay, ang sinabi niya, I know you and I am your God and I now am your Lord. I will tell you what to do. Okay? Because He's got that right. He has the right to tell them what to do because He was the one who saved them. Then the Lord came down in the clouds and stood there with them and proclaimed His name, the Lord. His name, the Lord. Because what He's saying, He is Lord. That word Lord there is actually can be translated as Adonai or Elohim. Okay? So yun yung name ni God. And what He's saying is that He calls the shot. That He should be the one to tell you what to do. Because He has that right. Because He is God and He knows what He's doing. Pero minsan po, nakakalimutan natin. Nakakala po natin ang pangalan natin, Lord Alfred or Lord Matt. And we just want to do whatever we want to do. We forget that we are submitted to the Lord of all. And question nga, do you give Him that right? Do you give Him the right to tell you what to do and to live the way He wants you to live? Or you still think that you are the Lord of your life and you just do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it? John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, can you please read that for me? Right. Name actually talks about your rights. Not only rights, but reputation. Okay? Another one is reputation. You know, it takes a lot of time to build up your reputation, di ba? May mga stores po, o meron pong mga product o brand na maganda yung reputation. Tama po ba? Kagaya po ng Under Armour. Magandang brand, magandang reputation. Kasi si Steph Curry kasama nila, no? Golden State Warrior. O halimbawa, pagka nag-isip ka ng toothpaste, Colgate. Di ba? Kaya pag pumunta ka sa tindahan, manang-manang pabili po ng Colgate, yun pong close up. Di ba? Kasi may reputation. Pag inisip mong toothpaste, Colgate na. Di ba? Ngayon, meron ng Happy. Kaya pag pumunta ka ng tindahan, manang-manang pabilang po ng Colgate, alin po dyan? Yung Happy po. Di ba? In the same way, when you think about Xerox, di ba? Pagka nagpapakopya ka ng ano, nagpapa-photocopy ka, pa't sinasabi mo Xerox? Eh, Xerox, it's a brand. Di ba? Or pagka ngayon lang patay na, no? Reputation ng Kodak. Di ba? Kodak, nung araw, nung bata pa kami ni Matt, narinig namin sa mga nanay at tatay namin, di ba? Di ba? Uy, magkodakan tayo. Di ba? Magkodakan. Ngayon, hindi na. Wala nang kodakan. Selfie na. O groovy, di ba? Iba na eh. You know, when it talks about reputation, names carries reputation. It does not just, it's not just letters that you see. Di ba? Kaya nga, wala po dito, I hope and pray, na wala po ditong magulang na ipinangalan sa anak nilang mahal nila, Hitler, Saddam, Pol Pot, di ba? Stalin. Di ba? Parang, hey, you would never name your kids like that. Why? Because it has a reputation. Pero yung mga anak natin, yung mga nagbubuntis ngayon, nagpipray sila ng mga anak na kagad sila bago mag-championship para mapangalan sa anak nila, Steph. Malalaki, mababae, Steph. No? Kahit hindi ka marunong kahit na 5'1 ka lang, Steph. Yeah? Because it has a reputation. Meron nga pong kwento, meron akong narinig na kwento. Ang pangalan niya, lagi siyang pinagtatawanan sa klase. Kasi ang pangalan niya, Robert Chap-Chap Pingaw. So tuwing pagka-roll call sa school, Matt Jubilados, present. Alfredo de Alba Baltasar, present. Robert Chap-Chap Pingaw, tawanan na yung klase. Diba ba? Ano ba naman yan? Kaya sabi ng mga friends niya, alam mo, Robert, alam mo, madali naman magpapalit ng pangalan. Why don't you go to NSO? Papalitan mo na lang yung pangalan mo. Pumunta ka sa court, palitan mo na yan. Para hindi ka na pinagtatawa. Oo nga, yun nga gusto ko rin gawin. So finally, Robert Chap-Chap Pingaw decided to change his name. Tuwang-tuwa siya one morning. Sabi niya, naku, friends, pinalitan ko na yung pangalan ko. Never in the world, never na lang napagtatawanan ulit ako. Talaga, oh, I have the papers to prove it. Sabi, anong pangalan mo ngayon? Boyet Chap-Chap-Pingaw. Inong Boyet. You know, when you think about it, in the Old Testament, people's names are changed because something happened in their lives. Abraham, when he believed God, and he laughed about his son that is coming, Abram was now called Abraham. Sarai, in the same manner, laughed because in their old age, she was thinking, how in the world will I get pregnant? And yet God said, you will. And God changed her name into Sarah. Kaya nga sabi ni Pastor Ferdy, malamang si Sarah sa kasi Abraham, eh Abraham, Pinoy. Alam bakit? Kasi mahilig maglagay ng H sa pangalan. Kaya si Bohong. Na si Mel, diba? Si yung Alfred merong age, Alfred. But you know, when you think about it, the reason why God changed their names is because their destiny is changed, their character is being changed. That is why Jacob, when he was born, can you imagine, pinangalanan ka ng nanay mo, pinanganak ka, naku, itong gandang lalaki, ito manloloko, ang papangalan ko sa kanya Jacob. Kasi yun, ibig sabihin ng pangalan niya eh. So, planter, deceiver. Tapos nakita niya, ay, ito mabuhok. Iso. No? Para madala, sarap kainin. No? And then, isaw po, isaw. Di ba, when you think about it, Jacob's name was changed when he met God. And his name was changed to Israel, a prince. Okay? And then, later on in his life, God described him as someone else. God called him Jeshurun. Jeshurun means the righteous one. To show him that, Jacob, this is where I want you to be. Because names has something in it. That is why, a question we want to ask is, why God does not want his name to be used in vain? Why is he so picky with his name? Because of course, it talks about relationship, talks about rights, and it talks about reputation. Because now what we're doing is we are misrepresenting his name. If we are living a life and saying that we are Christians, and yet our lives is just the same as the person who does not even go to church, we are misrepresenting his name. We are taking his name in vain. So why? Number one, now we'll go through this very quickly. Two reasons lang. Number one, because his name is holy. Because his name is holy. That is why when God called Moses, look at what he said. Then he said, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. Because whenever God is present, whenever God is around, it is something holy. And then when he talked to the people, you have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed, and you have guided them by your strength to a holy abode or a holy dwelling. Okay, holy place, holy dwelling. And then Moses said to the Lord cannot come up Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy. Another text. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The reason why God would not want us to use his name in vain is because his name is so holy, set apart. Another reason why he does not want us to use his name in vain is because his name is power. Look at what he said. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What is his name? What shall I say to them? And this is what God said. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am, has sent you. Because what God is saying, when he says, I am who I am, what God is saying is, I am self-existent, I am self-reliant, I have not been created, I am the God of the past, I am the God of the present, and I am the God of the future. I will be what I need, what you need me to be. So whatever situation you are in right now, okay, you need to understand that God's name is power, and he is I am. That's why that song is wonderful, the great I am. He is I am. That, you know, talks about his character, his authority, his trustworthiness. And then God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. That showed his power. Not only is he powerful, not only his name is power, but he is powerful. Look at what Proverbs 18:10 says. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You can run to him. If you need protection, you can run to him. If you need protection, you do not need an amulet. You do not need an icon. You do not need a person. You need God. You need to run to him because he is a strong tower. And the righteous runs into it and is safe. You want to be safe? The safest place to be is at the center of God's will. And you need to run to him. Here's another thing about the name of God. Peter said to the beggar, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Not only there's power, there's protection, but there's healing. So, you know, I was talking last night, one of our members called me and was telling me that his wife was going, you know, was in the hospital. And they found something in her body, and some part of her body is not working, and they were crying and they were worried. And I said to them, you know, we can cry out to God because his name brings healing. And we prayed for them. And not only that, no matter what situation you're in right now, whether you're facing a situation in school or in your office, in your family, or in your health, that is so much bigger than you. Okay, this is what happened to David. He was facing someone so much bigger than he was. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. You know, there is power in the name of Jesus. You know, so whatever we are facing today, when we use God's name properly, when we revere God's name properly, we can be assured of protection, healing, and deliverance. And not only that. Okay, look at this. When Jesus was being arrested, this is so amazing. They were asking him, who are you seeking? And then they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said to them, I am he. That's all he said. And then Judas, who betrayed them, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. That's how powerful the name of Jesus. I mean, they drew back and fell on the ground. When the fact that he said, I am he. Here's the last reason why, again, we should not use the name of the Lord in vain. Okay? Maintaining the love to thousands and forgiving wickedness and rebellion and sins. Yet, when we do use God's name in vain, this is what will happen. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He will not let us get away with it. And when we misuse God's name, he will deal with us. How we speak about God shows how we worship him. How we speak about God shows how we worship him. And I want us just to think about what he has done for us on the cross. I just want us to think about how powerful the God that we serve. And to think and ponder upon, if we have ever misused or abused the name of God in our lives. Because a right view of who God is will lead us, will lead to a right reverence of His name. You know, maybe some of us does not even take God's name seriously. It's because we take Him too lightly. It's because we do not understand what His name is. We don't understand who He is in our lives. But today, let us remember that as we understand that He is holy, that we understand that His name is power, and that name, when we use it properly, will bring deliverance, protection, healing, and salvation, then we would revere Him and worship Him for who He is. So I want us to all stand. Let's just declare today who God is in our lives.